Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another special edition of the 14th Fire American Soccer Show. Tonight, we are so thrilled as soccer fans, American soccer fans, because Major League Soccer will come back. Major League Soccer is going to resume the season a little bit differently, but it doesn't matter. Very excited, very happy that Major League Soccer will return on the 8th of July. Joining me to discuss this tonight is Christian Miles from Spectrum Sportsnet, Los Angeles, of course, formerly a Fox Soccer channel. And he works, of course, with the LA Galaxy as in the radio booth. You know, Christian, throughout this whole pandemic, it's been difficult at times not to have the world's greatest sport on our TV screens. Most recently now, of course, the Bundesliga came back in Germany. La Liga is coming back in Spain. The Premier League is slowly coming back from England. Serie A will be probably a little bit longer. But Major League Soccer coming back July 8th. It's happy days. Thank goodness that we're getting our league back and running and ready to go.
Finally. Been waiting for this for 3 months, and it's so glad that it's back, and really looking forward to seeing the league. It looks as though everybody's kind of like pulling themselves out of the cobwebs worldwide, not just here in MLS, but like you mentioned with the Bundesliga, which is already well underway. And of course, La Liga is getting set to start tomorrow. So it's good to see here in the U.S. that Major League Soccer is going to be the second major league behind the starts up in a matter of days on June 27th. So let's give the women the props for kind of breaking the ground, so to speak. But just happy that soccer is back for both the NWSL and Major League Soccer.
No, absolutely. And you guys say thank God that they're going to come back. They're coming back strong. You know, this is the situation where we've never had anything like this in recent days. Obviously, there were probably pandemics in the past. There's swine flu, of course, and other situations that have happened long time ago. And unfortunately, you know, this coronavirus crept up on all of us of what's been going on across our seas, especially by your neck of the woods across the Pacific Ocean. But still, though, it's just so grateful, so happy that we're going to get some matches back. It's going to start a quick little tournament to determine, of course, what looks like it's going to be no U.S. Open Cup this year. Obviously, it's only speculation from our part. We don't know what's going to happen. We know that MPSL and USL League Two are shut down for the entire year this year, which means those teams are not going to be able to play any games. They're not going to be fit at all for early rounds. We know USL's championship in League One will be sometime next month as well, maybe a couple of weeks after MLS gets back underway. But still, though, it just looks like that fourth spot for the CONCACAF Champions League for 2021 will be the winner of this little tournament that will happen down in the Walt Disney World Resort Complex at their ESPN Wide World of Sports complex as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's really unfortunate because I'm a huge proponent of the U.S. Open Cup, and it's a shame that if it doesn't come back, which it doesn't look like it will, that is a big miss. And I think that's a tournament that could be of far greater value to American soccer fans and could kind of introduce a more traditional knockout element type of cup competition here in the U.S., which is needed. But hey, let's focus on the matter at hand. I tip my hat to Major League Soccer. They did have the blueprint laid out to them in terms of the medical testing procedures by the German Bundesliga, but the ability to scramble this together and put together, you know, 26 teams, 54 games in the space of 26 days, all on one location and trying to keep everybody healthy and safe, testing every other day. It is a massive undertaking. not just for Major League Soccer, but for ESPN and the Wide World of Sports Disney Complex in Orlando, as well as the Swan Dolphin Hotel, where the players will be residing during their time in Orlando. And, you know, hopefully when things are over with come August 11th, and after these three group stage games count towards the regular season, hey, who knows? We might get back to some sort of a semblance of a normal regular season after this thing is all said and done.
You know, this is the one thing that I think it's going to be strange once everyone gets back to their home grounds. Obviously, you over there at the for the Galaxy at your place, of course, Red Bull Arena here in New Jersey. And, you know, let's not also forget there's a certain team that plays in the Major League Baseball stadium. And at the moment, Major League Baseball is having their issues coming together for a collective bargaining agreement of some sort. And, of course, trying to get back into the swing of things themselves. Who knows if there will be any baseball, but, you know, still, it's going to be strange not to have noisy supporters inside the stadiums. You'll hear what the players are saying. They're screaming. And at the same time, what's that going to do for local broadcast partners? Obviously, we know ESPN, Fox Sports One, and Univision will have first dibs for this tournament. And then afterwards, we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen, because it's going to be strange to see how the setup will last and at the same time continue with no fans in the seats.
It's going to be strange, but, you know, there's no perfect solution to this pandemic. And I think just getting literally boots on the ground and guys playing is a huge step in the right direction. And you can talk about pumping in fan noise, which in my opinion has just been made too much of, because fan noise are not for me. I just like to focus on the play and let the quality speak for itself on the pitch. But the great and the upside to this in regards to the broadcasting, yes, it's going to be a bit of an unknown here for the local rights holders and the channels and streams that carry their local coverage. But the good news is with games kicking off at 9 a.m. Eastern time, your time, as well as 8 p.m. and 10:30 in Orlando, every game, all 54 of these games in this MLS is back tournament are going to be available for broadcast and televised, whether it be on a national platform, which most of them will be, whether it be streaming or over-the-air broadcasts or cable, as well as local. So in a way, it might bring greater visibility in light of Major League Baseball unable to get its act together and the NBA not quite ready to start just right about it now. So there's positive strides to be gained here, massive positive strides that have already been taken just to get it to this point. And I think, you know, it can only go from strength to strength if things go according to plan, and fingers crossed everything comes off without a hitch.
Yep, exactly. And it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen. Now, apparently, there will be a draw for this tournament, and that's going to be tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 Eastern time. It'll be 12:30 on the Pacific side of the country. And, you know, this is a situation where you're going to see these six groups, five groups of four, one group of six. But apparently that one group of six, it's going to be interesting, Christian, because – we are going to see six teams and three of the six will not play against each other. So you'll have basically, I guess, three teams against one side against each other, and then bottom three will be against each other as well. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see.
Yeah, and it goes back to, you know, what I was saying earlier. There is no perfect solution. You know, when you got this amount of teams and groups and such, you've got to, you know, kind of adjust accordingly. So, yeah, there are going to be a little glitches in the system and the format, but all in all, I mean, I think it's going to be good. You know, good thing is that you'll see a lot of those East Coast games and the games out in your neck of the woods early on, those 9 a.m. games, I'm assuming are going to be, you know, predominantly Eastern Conference teams. So it'll be interesting. It's just going to be so strange, isn't it? Just to see this take off and how it all comes off and the different camera angles and such, and no spectators. And, you know, we'll see the managers and the coaches wearing masks and players. Mm-hmm. We'll see if they can remember, you know, not to high five each other and give each other hugs and celebrate accordingly. It's going to be an interesting sporting experiment, but you know, it's an imperfect solution. There is no perfect solution to this. And unfortunately, you know, a 6-team group might've been something I believe that it was, you know, almost have to be done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, once again, we're just very thrilled to have these matches happen. And once again, these group stage matches will be tacked on to the regular season standings, which is very good. Here are which is amazing. We got 6 seeds, 3 from the East, 3 from the West. Most of it, of course, from the playoffs from last year. Orlando City are going to be the host for this tournament because Disney World's not far from downtown Orlando on Interstate 4. I know you're not far away from Disneyland, so you at least get to go and have fun there. And Atlanta United as a semifinalist in last year's playoffs. Toronto FC as also a semifinalist from last year's playoffs. Of course, they were the runners-up against the Seattle Sounders, who won the MLS Cup. They also get a seed. LAFC also gets a seed from their semifinal appearance in the playoffs. And then Real Salt Lake in the West, the third team that gets a seed, they are the next highest points total in the Western Conference from 2019 season from last year. So that's what the seeding will be. And obviously Orlando City will be in Group A, and then the rest of the other 5 seeds will be drawn for those top spots with those remaining 5 groups. Now, here's the procedure, which is interesting. Names of the remaining 2 East seeds, Atlanta, Toronto, are each placed in a ball, and those 2 balls mixed together in a pot. The ball is randomly selected by the host, and the East team will be designated as Group C seed. Then the remaining ball in the pot is the Group E seed. Similarly, the names of the 3 West seeds are each placed in a ball, and those 3 balls are mixed together in a pot. A ball is randomly selected by the host, and that West team is assigned as Group B seed. The next selection by the host will be the Group D, and the remaining ball will be designated as Group F. So technically, Christian, match fixing is involved. No, I'm only kidding. But how you like that? Orlando City will be the one determining the rest of the seeded teams of which group you're going to be into. That's terrible.
I mean, come on, at least have Mickey Mouse doing the drawing or something. I mean, or Disney World. At least try and put some neutrality on it. Yeah, it's a little strange.
Don't tempt them. They'll do it. Don't tempt them.
I know. I know. Hey, we could do a heck of a lot worse. But yeah, it's yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the draw shakes itself out and those teams you mentioned based upon their 2019 performances.
It's
going to be fun.
Exactly. It should be a lot of fun.
Make something out of this draw. You know, perhaps they can make a nice little special for it and, you know, hype it up and get some good celebrity guests or something in. Who knows?
Yeah, why not? We can get some celebrity guests. Half of them live in Florida.
Disney World.
Exactly. Come on now. There'll be Tinkerbell. There'll be Winnie the Pooh. I'll stop right there. But anyway, it should be a lot of fun. Of course, the unseeded team. Yes, we are. We are going down the rabbit hole, and here comes Alice. the 11 unseeded teams in the East and the 9 unseeded teams in the West will be assigned to groups the following manner, beginning with the Eastern Conference, of course. The names of each of the 11 unseeded East teams are each placed in a ball, and the 11 balls are mixed up in one pot. The 11 balls are then numbered 1 through 11. A representative from the seeded team in Group A, which will be Orlando City, picks a number at random between 1 and 11. The team name in the corresponding ball is assigned to Group A as A2. The designated representative of the Group C seed will then take a turn to do the same thing, and basically it's all the same thing. Whichever is going to be in the Eastern brackets or the Eastern groups, the seeded teams will pick teams from the East from the unseeded group, and the same thing with the West. So basically that's all it is. Representatives from each of the group B, D, and E, and F for the West seeds takes turns picking a number at random between 1 and 9, and basically that's all it really is. And once again, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen because we don't know who will face whom. It should be exciting. And if you think about it, to be honest with you, Christian, you know, this is the thing I've always said. I mean, you know, if we ever get back into the Open Cup, they should just start, you know, doing these, you know, draw blind, not so much as a blind draw, but at least some form of a draw with, you know, numbered balls. And, you know, you can still keep it as regional, but have these numbered balls to do the proper drawing. And, you know, I've said this many, many times, not to go off a tangent here, but, you know, just to say, you know, if you're going to do this type of draw for this MLS, this special MLS's back tournament, then why not bring this thing as well for the Open Cup?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, it, you know, it kind of increases the randomness, and that's kind of how it's done throughout the world as well. You know, each round resets, and, you know, obviously you'd have to adjust accordingly here for the U.S. because of the size of our country. So you couldn't have, you know, the LA Galaxy 2 going out to play New York Red Bulls 2, you know, during a U.S. Open Cup clash, and then 2 days later having to come back and play in their USL clash. So, but you could, you know, make the adjustments accordingly and keep that same structure, you know, as we'd have a random draw. I'd like to see that brought in. An interesting caveat to this, too, is let's say, you know, you back at the MLS tournament, you're given a, you know, you, coincidentally, you managed to draw a lot of teams from within your own conference, right? We know a lot of these three games are going to count towards the regular season, towards the end of the season, whenever that's going to be, after this whole tournament's over. So it could be good or bad based upon who you're playing or whatever. If you have a lot of your own conference games in this group where you're exclusively drawn with three Eastern Conference teams, how does that play in to the regular season when the season resumes after this MLS tournament? So there is that to throw in there. You know, do you want to be playing all your in-conference games in this tournament, you know, with just minimal amount of rest and quick turnaround times and not being as fit? Or do you want to play more of those after this whole tournament's over when the regular season resumes, whenever it resumes? So there is that to think about as well. But again, you know, it goes back to, you know, it being a solution to, you know, an imperfect solution to our current situation.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Quote from Commissioner Don Garber: "We are pleased to team up with Disney to relaunch the 2020 Major League Soccer season and get back to playing soccer. The opportunity to have all 26 clubs in a controlled environment enables us to help protect the health of our players, coaches, and staff as we return to play." And I think that's the most important thing here, is that while I understand Alejandro Bedoya, the Philadelphia Union, was not happy that everything was being centralized early on this return, the truth is that I think this is very important to have everyone come back on the same page, because once again, Christian, there was only two matches that were started this year in early March, and then everything was put on hold just to try and get through this pandemic, to reduce the numbers, to flatten the curve, so to speak. And I just believe that this was the proper thing to do, because once you get everyone training in basically the same area, relaxing, go out there, perform, get yourself running, get yourself going, and then you come back to your home stadiums, or you're going to be traveling to the stadiums, whichever your opponents are going to be. I just think that, you know, like we've already said, you got to give Commissioner Don Garber and Major League Soccer a lot of credit for being proactive and thinking about the bigger picture. We want to come back. We have to come back. There might be some differences, because once this tournament is over, they'll have a schedule ready for the remainder of the season. And I'm assuming it's not going to be a lot of cross-country travel. You know, you'll see East versus East and West versus West. My assumption, of course, when we get back into play.
I think you're correct about that. And I think, you know, you're absolutely right to be praising Don Garber and Major League Soccer to centralize this tournament into one location. Because you look at leagues, they look at the Bundesliga that started, and sure, they're playing on their respective home grounds. But again, they don't have to deal with the sheer size and volume and geography in Germany that we have to deal with here in the United States. And to keep these guys safe you're talking about probably chartering flights for them across country. Chartering a flight from, you know, LA to Boston, it is not cheap. And a league that's already going to lose, according to Don Garber, $1 billion, and then you tack on extra travel costs for chartering it, had you kept it a usual scheduling format where you're playing at each other's home grounds, it probably would not have been worth playing and starting the season at all. So, you know, they had to do this to mitigate costs, to centralize it and put everything basically on an even playing field, no pun intended. And I think it's the right move. I mean, considering the sheer geography of our country, sure, in a perfect world, if we were living in a Germany or a Spain, you know, a smaller European country, then perhaps we could do it where the travel demands aren't as rigorous as they are here. But that's the situation it is here. And, you know, and the owners are looking at, you know, sinking all kinds of money into travel costs and chartering planes for everything to keep these players safe. That can really add up. So kudos to MLS. And as you said, to Don Garber for, you know, centralizing this in one location and just getting things going. Cause in my estimation, this league had to play, and it had to play in the next month, because I think the amount of ground it would have lost would have been, you know, almost unrecoverable.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And I agree with you there. And I think the one thing I think some of these teams can, you know, take advantage of, and it's not just air travel or bus travel, but obviously, you know, where you are in Los Angeles, I mean, there's going to be train travel. I know definitely you got a couple of Amtrak lines that goes to San Jose. You can definitely head on up to the Pacific Northwest to go to Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. Maybe you're going to have to fly to Colorado, to Denver. You're probably going to have to fly to Kansas City. You're probably going to have to fly to Salt Lake City, Utah, unless there's a train line that can get there. It might take an extra day or two, but, you know, at least you'll get there. I mean, here I am on the East Coast, and it's not that hard. I mean, you just take the train. I know the Red Bulls have taken the train down to Washington, D.C. You can take a train up to Boston, go to Toronto, Montreal, take a train down to Atlanta, to Orlando, Miami. The only place you might have to fly is Chicago and Cincinnati and Columbus. So, I mean, you know, you can use rail transit, you know, especially Amtrak, to get to your destination. It might take a little longer than normal, but at least you don't have to worry about the rigors of a cross-country flight that could probably, you know, give you some problems if you're going to go, like you said, like from L.A. to Boston or from New York to Seattle or something like that. I mean, that would be a perfect idea.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it is regionalized after this whole tournament's over and how they go about planning that. I mean, yeah, it might be a little bit of a stretch to be taking you may be getting a little too much credit for the rail service out here, because it's not nearly as good as you have out where you're in your neck of the woods. Yeah, there are lines that, you know, the surf liner, they call it, that goes up the California coast, and, you know, we're about a 6-hour drive or 300 and some odd miles, almost 400 miles to San Francisco or the Bay Area. But then you're starting to talk, you know, closer to a 1,000-mile commute from Southern California to, say, the Pacific Northwest in Portland and Seattle, and farther than that in Vancouver. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a situation where, you know, they might have to break it up into legs or whatever. I don't know how that's going to be adjusted or how it's going to be, you know, the undertaking of that. That's another, you know, conundrum that they'll have to solve, and which is supposed to be announced here within the coming weeks, quote unquote, coming weeks, as stated by Major League Soccer today. So I'm waiting to see how that's going to turn out. That's almost arguably more interesting in terms of logistics, how that's going to iron itself out, than this tournament.
And I mean, just a question for you. I mean, have your bosses at Spectrum Sportsnet LA, have they informed you about, you know, local broadcasts once this tournament is over with? Have they been informed about, you know, local broadcasting of games, whether it's at home or on the road? Obviously, there'll probably be, you know, these days there's a lot of studio play. Of course, when you're on the road, you don't really travel so much unless it's a big budget. But still, though, have you heard anything from your bosses at Spectrum Sportsnet LA, or has the league contacted your bosses about, you know, what the plans are for local broadcast and those regional broadcast contracts?
Well, just to be clear, I don't work specifically for Spectrum Sportsnet LA in terms of the LA Galaxy. I work for the Galaxy itself, EO coverage. And Joe Tutino and Kobe Jones covered the local TV coverage here, which is done by Spectrum. And, of course, that has a kind of a cascading effect on the rest of the media landscape, which starts at the top with the networks like ESPN and FS1. So they're waiting to hear back, the Spectrum Sportsnet people here in LA, waiting to hear back from the networks. And I'm sure negotiations have been ongoing about which games they're going to get, because, you know, they're obligated to do so many. The Galaxy, I believe it was 8 years ago, they signed one of the most lucrative local broadcasting deal at Major League Soccer. Paid them $10 million a year. And they got that now in their, I believe, in their year eight or year nine of it now. And they're obligated to you know, show so many games. So that will dictate how things are done. And I'm not quite sure what the situation is with Spectrum Sportsnet right now. And the higher-ups right now are probably the very few that know, if they know at all. So that will shake itself out once, I believe, as you and I were just discussing, the rest of this schedule will construct itself and come to fruition after this MLS is back tournament. So kind of a watch this spot, stay tuned, see what happens.
Yep, and we'll have to wait and see. And once we get information, we'll pass it along to everyone else, of course. A lot of Fox Sports regional networks, NBC Sports regional networks, also like Madison Square Garden Network, and, of course, the local television channels that are probably over in Cincinnati and other places. And, of course, Fox Sports regional networks. So we're going to have to wait and see what's going to happen here in the coming days, coming weeks. Once again, this draw will be taking place tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 12:30 p.m. Pacific, which will be on MLSsoccer.com, also on their Facebook page, Twitter, and YouTube for tomorrow. So it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And, you know, I'm just excited, Christian. I'm just so grateful that MLS is coming back. NWSL has come back. USL will be coming back later on next month after MLS begins their return on July the 8th. You know, I only hope we'll never have to go through this again. I only hope that we can just enjoy our leagues, go forward, and coming back, bringing back, of course, the Open Cup. And once again, you know, we still have to finish this quarterfinal round in the first leg in the CONCACAF Champions League. And other Champions Leagues need to be finishing up as well, especially in Europe and the Europa League. I mean, we still need to finish up that World Cup qualifying for CONCACAF is going to be restructured. The Olympic qualifying tournament in CONCACAF has to kick off as well. There's a lot of tournaments that still need to kick off, or at least need to continue to have a finish. And I might have lost him.
Hashtag summer. Sorry about that. Hashtag summer of soccer. you know, therein lies the silver lining here to our current pandemic. You know, in a summer we were expecting to see, you know, highlighted by the European Championships. Now we're getting, you know, the culmination of the leagues and, you know, not just CONCACAF Champions League, but UEFA Champions League and all the international stuff. I mean, things are going to have to be moved around. It's just going to be crazy. But if you think about it, you know, starting a few short weeks, we're talking about continual soccer, you know, all the way up through 2021, which is going to see, you know, the rescheduled Euros. And then league play continues to kick off of that. So, you know, arguably up to 2022, it's, you know, with the exception of a few minor breaks, it's nonstop soccer for the next 2 years. So, you know, if you're a fan and a junkie of the sport like I am and like you are, I mean, you know, you're a pig and you know what.
you mean I have to get my drool towel just to wipe the stuff around my mouth? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh, and sidebar. I'm just waiting for the LA Galaxy to be drawn with LAFC. Just waiting. put it
That's
out
right.
there.
That's right.
It's gonna happen.
Cannot wait. You can't wait for that. I cannot wait for Red Bulls New York City FC to match up once again. It's going to be very interesting. That's for sure. Gotta say though, you know, this has been a situation once again that's been very difficult. I mean, look, cooler heads had to prevail. We all had to just take it easy, relax, remain vigilant.
Wait,
play your FIFA.
Can I jump in here, Daniel? Can I jump in here? Everyone's been taking it easy.
Yep.
This is going to be the bread and butter. This is great for guys like me. Anybody out there can identify. We got small children. We're homeschooling. We're chasing little ones around. We're getting mouths fed and doing the school teaching and telling the kids not to jump off the couch and break their front teeth. And now we can just sit back with school out. Soccer's back. I tell you, I mean, it's going to be like vacation. So.
Well, hasn't this been a working vacation regardless?
Oh, it's let me tell you, my friend, I have a new whatever school teachers are making, triple their salary because they're more than entitled to more than what they're getting right now. I have a newfound respect, but that's for another show.
That's right. Christian Miles can now add to his Twitter handle or his Twitter information, homeschooling teacher to his kids.
My poor children. Hopefully they won't be too scarred.
No, I don't think so. Unless you flunked them.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fantastic day. Major League Soccer's back. NWSL back. Hopefully down the road, USL Championship and USL League One will come back. And we'll get our soccer back, and we're all going to have some fun. If you have any final thoughts, Christian, please go ahead.
Glad to have soccer back. I mean, it's going to be a great summer. You know, the Italian League, which I'm a huge fan of, and, you know, La Liga starting tomorrow, the Bundesliga culminating, and, you know, who knows if UEFA can get their act together, but it's going to be fun. I mean, it's, you know what, we deserve this. Look at all this crap we've been through, you know. Hunkering down for 3 months, wearing masks, you know, being able to, you know, even slap a high five to anybody outside of our household. I mean, it's going to be great, and it's going to be a welcome release. So, and again, congratulations to MLS and John Garber and the crew for just getting it up and running and giving us another sporting outlet, because I know we need it right now.
No, we really do, and I'm very happy. Once again, great job by Commissioner Don Garber to get this situation controlled, underway, and very soon it will all begin tomorrow, once again, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, as the MLS is Back tournament draw will be commencing, once again, through MLS on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and then, of course, everything will get underway back in July on the 8th, this coming July. It should be a lot of fun. Christian, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Daniel. I got to get back to that geometry lesson. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. And that's, again, Christian Miles, working for the LA Galaxy. And, of course, the former, formerly of Fox Soccer Channel and Fox Soccer over there. Great guy, and glad to have him on. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this breaking news show. Once again, Major League Soccer returns from the coronavirus. I know it's still going on. I know it's still the situation's there. Keep flattening the curve. Keep remaining strong and vigilant. We will get through this, and hopefully that vaccine or that antidote will be ready to go, processed, and on we go and off we go. To get this situation done. Once again, for Christian Miles, I'm Daniel Feuerstein. Thank you for listening to the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show. Join me again this coming Monday night as I will be discussing and interviewing Dave Johnson, play-by-play voice of DC United. Join me for him. It'll be a lot of fun. Have a good night. Thank you. Take care. So long, and bye-bye for now.